Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Scott Walker, the CEO of Screenmobile. And Screenmobile is the nation's largest mobile screening franchise in the United States, offering franchise opportunities for those desiring a non-traditional path towards owning a business. I'm going to talk to Scott about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we got a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Scott Walker, the CEO of Screamobile. And Screamobile is the nation's largest mobile screening franchise in the United States, offering franchise opportunities for those desiring a non-traditional path towards owning a business. Hi, Scott. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Marty, and glad to be here today.
It's my pleasure, Scott. We would like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Scott?
You know, we're calling, and we're struggling through today in beautiful Palm Springs, California.
Oh, no. Don't rub it in. Well, it's getting cold here in Pennsylvania now, Scott. So we had the fireplace on this morning, and so that must be fantastic. And that's pretty much where it all began. You really began on the West Coast, didn't you?
You know what, Marty? We started about 100 miles from here in the L.A. basin on the West Coast at a little town in Glendora. A little suburb of L.A. is where we started at.
It's amazing, too, the long history of Screamobile, Scott. I mean, I've been in franchising a long time now. I've always been very familiar with your company. I was surprised we didn't have you on the show, so I said, oh, my God, we got to have you on the show because Screamobile has quite a long history. I mean, you go all the way back to the 1980s, don't you?
We do. You know, we started as a father-son team, actually as a franchisee. We started, we went to, a typical home show or business opportunity show down in the L.A. area and bought a franchise and worked that franchise for a couple of years. And, you know, I think the franchisor was just a little young at the time, and we just didn't see eye to eye, so it just didn't work out for us. And since we came from that side, Marty, we said, you know, if we ever started a franchise system, we would sure do things differently. And so that negative experience that we had and actually blossomed into what we have today is a great system with some great owners. And we've brought some of the kind of, the life lessons that we learned being a franchisee as we developed our own franchise system. And it really is, I think, been one of our foundational pieces to make us successful because we understand what it's like to be from a franchisee side.
Yeah, and that's so important too, Scott, isn't it? You know what I mean? To be able to empathize, being in the franchisee's shoes, I think, that really helps. I was reading too. I mean, I think since you've started, was it over a million screens or a million customers since you first started? Is that's an amazing number, isn't it?
A millionth customer we passed this last year.
And what does that feel like?
It's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. You've been very busy. And it reminded me a lot of, like with McDonald's, the 1 millionth hamburger served or, whatever it may be. But that's a lot of customers.
It's a lot of customers and it's a lot of happy customers. That's one of the things that we've learned in the service-based industry. It's different than a restaurant field. Is you really have to be on your game when you're especially providing service to a homeowner.
Absolutely.
And, I could say that, not every customer is happy. But, we really try it hard to make it part of our DNA to make sure that, you do it right. And if you don't do it right, you can have a million unhappy customers. But, of those millionth customers that we've done, Marty, I feel that a lot of those are repeat and referrals because they just like what we do. It's really convenient. It's helpful. And it takes the real pain out of of a typical screening issue they have.
Yeah, absolutely. For anyone who may be unfamiliar with Screamobile, Scott, I mean, how do you typically, describe your concept to someone? Like if you were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and they said, so what do you guys do? Where do you go from there?
Well, you know what, Marty, I think the best way to describe what we do is I like to paint a picture for you of a typical scenario in the life of a homeowner. Let's just use your house for an example. Probably have screens on your house. Right now you're not opening doors and windows, but you got screens and you may have a porch on there. And so springtime rolls around, you're ready to open up your doors and windows and you're missing a couple screens. There are some that are torn. And so now you start, I'd rather go do something else this weekend rather than doing these home repair projects. So, now I'm going to, I'm going to grab them and I'm going to go to the hardware store. And you're going to go to the hardware store, and every one of your neighbors have the same scenario going on. So you all take them to the hardware store, and it's, okay, there are 3 to 4 weeks before they can get to your screen. So you go ahead and leave them there. You wait 3 to 4 weeks, you go back, you pick them up, and you try and put them in. And either you mismeasured, they made them wrong. And so, okay, now you got to go back to the hardware store. Now you're getting a little frustrated. Now it's taking you 2 trips to do this. You go back to the hardware store, and they say, okay, yeah, we're really sorry, it was our mistake, or whatever it is. They remake them for you. You go put them in, and then they still don't fit. So you get frustrated. You take them, you throw them in the garage, and you say, we're just not going to deal with them. You know, that's a scenario. That's the story. That's what happens. And so, you know what, after I tell them the story of a typical homeowner experience, then I say, okay, so let's tell you how that experience is 180 from what we do. So what we do is the customer has a need, and somehow they find us. They find us, either they see our traveling billboard, they get us on the internet, Yellow Pages, Home Show, somehow they find us. And we come out to the house, and we measure, manufacture, and install all at the same time. All at the same trip. So all you have to do, and part of what we call out to our customers is, you call, we screen. And what we're telling them is, hey, this is just easy and convenient. So for your house, Marty, for example, instead of going through that cycle and getting frustrated putting in the garage, you call up ScreenMobile. We show up at the house.
Right.
Usually you're working. You're not there. Maybe the wife's at home. So we show up. We see that what needs to be done. We'll measure those. We'll manufacture them. We'll install them. We'll collect right there from the customer, so we don't bill them. Or we'll call you up. We'll take a picture of the finished job. We'll email it to you. You can take a look at it. Everything looks great. You can give us your credit card, and the job's done. You come home. You check it. It's easy. It's done. And, Marty, that has been working for over 30 years, offering just that particular convenience to a very clunky, usual, typical screen scenario. So what do we do?
I hear these stories, Scott, and I say, God, why didn't I think of that? You know, and that's, you know, it really is. It's so brilliant. I was telling my wife earlier on. I mean, it's just. I mean, you think about all this. I'm just thinking of the screens just in my area alone. I mean, the market is so huge. And I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's just really exciting concept.
Well, think about this, Marty. Is if you have a screened-in porch, now you're stuck, right? Now you're trying to find a handyman. Now you're trying to find some glass shop that's going to do it. Now you're going to have to find a buddy. You got to figure out the screen. And so, you know, screened porches, especially on the East Coast, are just huge in our world. And we have multiple different ways we can do a porch. And we do the same thing. You call us up. We show up. We're professional. We show the different choices that you have for the different type of screen products. We go ahead and put them in and install them for you. And the same thing, you call, we screen, you just love it. It's easy.
It is.
And the point to it, Marty, is just think about all the different screening items in that world.
Right.
It's amazing. It really is. Because, you know, we basically sit in a world of 3 different products. We take care of window screens, door screens, and porch and patio screens. You know, that's our big umbrella. And in those are so many subcategories. It's almost amazing the number of different products that we have in those 3 worlds for the homeowners, apartment owners, townhomes, condos, whatever it may be.
It's enough to keep you busy the rest of your life. I mean, you know, because the market is so huge, of course, you know, when you think about it. Is it just homes also, Scott? I mean, is there any crossover into businesses or anything like that? Or it seems like you're mostly, I guess you would be considered in the home improvement industry then.
We are in the home improvement industry. We say, you know, part of what we call out is any need, any screen, any place.
Right.
Any need, any screen, any place.
Clever.
So, you know, let's say, Marty, you have an office building that you need screens on to keep the sun from glaring. Okay, we can do those.
Right. Wow.
If you I've got pictures of the Newport Pier in California. At Newport Beach, California, with a ScreenMobile sitting out at the end of it doing screens on the restaurant out there? Or are there screens that you need at to keep pigeons out in Las Vegas at the FAA tower? you know.
Sure.
It doesn't matter. You know,
all
we got pig screen, bat screen,
yeah.
goat screen, kid screen.
That's
you know, you name it, we've got it. So it's really neat to, because a lot of times, Marty, people just think screen of it. Oh, they just make window screens, and
right.
And part of the challenge is to really open potential franchisees' eyes to the breadth
sure.
of the product offering that we have out there. It's kind of neat. It really is. It's you know, I try and say that, you know, it's really simple but can be really complicated at the same time. And so
sure, yeah.
I say my world is I have either gray screen or black screen, and let's just keep it that simple.
Right.
And it's kind of fun.
It's great. It's a hands-on. It's a hands-on business, Scott. But I mean, is there any technology involved? I mean, I'm sure things are a bit different today than from, I guess, like the 1980s. You know, when you first started the concept. I mean, how, you know, is Screamobile using technology today?
Marty, Screamobile is a, since we're a mobile screening shop, some of the things that we manufacture are, you know, we're putting up barriers to keep bugs either in or out of the house.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
the reality. So we show up with a truck and a trailer, and we take screen frame, cut it to size right on the site, screen it, install it. So that part of the business is really pretty foundational. And there's
right.
hard to bring any technology to that. You know, you can't bring high-tech laser cutters and all that. It just doesn't make sense.
Sure.
But where we
yeah.
do bring in technology is, how does our franchisees operate? How do they manage those customers? How do they
right.
manage their estimates, their win-loss? How do they manage their salespeople? How does all that information transfer over to QuickBooks? How does that information do they use some of those reporting features to see how their business is doing? And so, yeah,
right.
we have an operating system that we use that is really they use it off either their phone, off their tablet, off a computer. It's all web-based. And so, you know, the benefit to that is they can set up different parameters for different employees.
Right.
And so they have abilities to get into different technologies that are available in the system. And so a really simple concept, you know, just making screens, actually has the technology in place for their operating. The other part to that is we've got a really cool website for the franchisees. And, you know, it's designed as a lead generating tool. It's not designed to tell everything about every product. You know, that's what we want
right.
to get our franchisees to do. So, you know, every franchisee gets a landing page, and then when we SEO those pages, and we, you know, we have consultants that work with our franchisees to optimize their pages for them. And so, you know, in a really simple screening business, you have some really cool technology to help them operate and operate effectively and efficiently. And then they can see and monitor their business. And then in addition to that, we have a nice website that really is a powerhouse for them in generating leads and getting
right.
them customers.
It's great with all the mobile technology today, too, you know, Scott, because it is a mobile business, you know. I mean, it must be interesting, you know, for your franchisees. And, you know, we're talking a lot about, you know, the franchisees. So what do you look for today in your franchisees, Scott? I mean, what types of, like, characteristics or traits do you look for when you're, like, kind of meeting with someone for the first time?
You know, in our business, Marty, there's a certain personality type. And we have found that if we don't have that personality type as a franchisee, that their opportunities to be successful are very limited.
Right.
And it really has to do not with an extrovert personality, but with just a really wholesome, friendly, fun person to be around.
Right.
You know, you know, Marty, you buy from people that are fun. You know, you could go
sure.
into any type of you name it. Go into an electronics store, Best Buy, or wherever.
Yeah.
And if you get a guy that's just you know, just a dud,
right?
You know, and you walk out, you go buy it someplace else. Not because the store didn't have the greatest price, because of that
right.
personality. And so when we're dealing with homeowners, and they've called us out because there's a need.
Yeah.
And we show up, and if the guy is like, you know, no.
Yeah.
What we're looking for is somebody that can make a really good presence. They're trustworthy, easy to smile.
Right.
They don't need to be somebody jumping up and down on top of a car and, you know, ooh and on.
Right.
No, it's just somebody
right.
that's honest, trustworthy, friendly, happy, They have to have the ability to sell.
Right.
So they've got to be able to talk to people really well, but they also have to have a mechanical mind. They have to have it's kind of a neat combination of having a good personality and also a mechanical mindset. And if we can find those people that have both of those qualities and characteristics and we blend those together and it's a good blend, oh my gosh, these people do great. And it's easy. You know, that's one of the things.
Yeah.
They're always trying to find a business that matches those people. And so we're pretty particular about that is we want to make sure those two big things fill into a pipeline that makes a good franchisee. Because, you know, it's more than just taking their money and getting them into business. It's all about making sure they're successful and they validate for us. And so I'd rather stop them at the beginning stages. So I'll give you an example. I had a guy out of Minneapolis, wonderful guy. Oh, my gosh. He had the money. He had the skill sets. We got to the point of asking him, hey, listen, tell me about your mechanical ability. You know, you're
right.
Great in sales. What? And he's like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, let me give you an analogy. You're driving your car, and your car stops.
Right.
So there's three guys in the analogy. First guy, he opens up the hood. Okay, I'm going to get on my cell phone and call AAA. The second guy says, it's a dead battery, so I'm going to pop the battery out, go to the store, get another battery, put it in, and go down the road. Third guy
right.
says, it's not the battery, it's a tranny. So I got to drop the tranny and rebuild the tranny and put it back in. So each one of those guys has a mechanical ability.
Right.
So we use that analogy to say, hey, listen, I need a battery guy. And so I told that analogy to a guy up in Minneapolis, and he says, I'm a cell phone guy. I said,
that was it. Yeah, I know.
I said, do you know anybody that's a battery guy? He's like,
right.
No, it's just going to be me to get it started.
And, that's great,
though.
That Scott, you know, I mean, you have exactly what you're looking for. You know what I mean? You know exactly, you know, the characteristics and traits of what makes your franchisees, you know, successful. You know, and I guess it probably is hard sometimes to say no when you have like two of the three or the majority of those qualifications, and then there's that one element that's just missing. You know, it's got to be hard at times too.
Oh man, there were, you know, about, you know, when we were going through the tough economy and the whole. The franchising world where everybody was just flat, especially it was just a challenging time. We had a guy walk in and he got a ton of money and he wanted to buy 13 locations all at the same time. And, you know, our eyes lit up. And so our question was, who's running this? Well, my son is.
Right.
Okay. Let's meet your son. And,
right.
it was the scenario, daddy's got too much money and the son doesn't have a clue. And so, you know, even though it was really hard, the best decision was, listen, Dad, this is not the business for your son.
Right.
Go find somebody else to invest in because we're just not interested. Just because we could see the picture 5 years from now.
Right.
It's just not working. Dad invested a ton of money, and we don't get the validation, and I don't have a successful franchisee. It's just not the road that we want to go down.
Right.
And so,
although this concept does seem very teachable too, Scott, at the same time, you know, as you're talking about it, you know, I mean, it sounds like that what is the training like? I mean, once you find like all of those qualifications and traits, I mean, how does it work from that point? I mean, do they come out to California for training? How does that work?
Yep. You know, once we get to the point where they've committed after a discovery day, then they come out to California. We do 10 days of training. Out in Palm Springs at a corporate office, we have what we call SMU, Screamobile University. I guess there's another SMU out there, but
okay. That's okay. There's a lot of SMUs. That's great, though.
Yeah. So we Screamobile University, I have a troll training department that takes somebody from not knowing anything about screens, and we use a building block system. So first you have to teach them the administrative side of the business, and then you have to teach them the marketing side and the sales side and then the production side. And so usually the administrative is relatively easy, how to work the operating system, some of the, you know, basic mistakes that you make as a small business, and here's some of the things that you need to know and learn. And so you teach them those things. We have a Toma Kit, and so they understand top of mind awareness. So we call it Toma Kit, and it helps them put their marketing all together. And then we teach them to go through the sales process, and then production. And so we have a screen house that we have inside of a building, and we teach, you know, window screens. So we have all these different types of windows, and how do you measure, manufacture, and install? And we get them thinking of, okay, here's the problem, here's the solution, here's what I have on my trailer, and here's how I can make it work. And it's a pretty cool system of taking them through a building block system, because a window screen is kind of the foundational piece, understanding that concept. Now, a sliding screen door, is just a bigger window screen with wheels and a handle. And then a patio is just bigger frames, but it's still the same concept that you're trying to accomplish. And then there's all kinds of rolling screens and different products that we teach. So it's 8 to 5 every day. They're moving, and it's a great class. And you know, that's kind of the springboard. That's the first 2 weeks of their 10 years with us. And so we know that they still have to go through the setup stage. They have to go through I call it the stupid stage. You know, seems like every business that it's that learning curve. And how long do they stay in the stupid stage? And how quickly can we get them out of it? Because they're new business owners. They don't know.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You know, we have a system, and it's implementing that system with our training. So you know, the biggest thing, Marty, is the retention. It's retaining all the information, and how do they, you know, with the manuals, the videos, the PowerPoints, the one-on-one training, it's just retaining that information. So we really strive hard to make sure that we do a great job training them, and when they get out of class, they retain the information so they can implement the system out in the field. And, of course, you've got the support side to making sure that you're helping them and guiding them and directing them. So it's pretty thorough, pretty
great.
Complete.
What is a typical day like, Scott? I mean, for a franchisee, I mean, is it like 7 days a week? I mean, it's probably mostly, I imagine, like from, you know, morning till evening. But I mean, if you can paint that kind of picture of what, if there is such a thing anyway, of a typical day. I'm sure like every account or every customer is a little bit different, so it's a different scenario. But how would you describe that?
Well, let's go back to your house and the frustration you went through in putting together your screens, right? So you went through the first scenario of, okay, put them in the garage. I'm not going to deal with this. So our franchisees are getting called. People want screens. They're very, very rarely are they going out beating on the doors to get work. They have to do that a little in the beginning, but they people just call them. And so a typical day is you have somebody working your phone calls, a call center. And so you have an office technician that's receiving the calls. Days usually start 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
The first appointment's usually 8:30. You do a couple morning appointments, a couple afternoon appointments. You come back in the office 4:30, 5-ish, unload your equipment, your trailer, put it away, and you're done.
Wow. It seems like it is pretty simple. Yeah, it's your franchisee, Scott. I mean, what were some of them doing like in their past lives? You know, like we've always been, you know, for years now we've been talking about having like a show like on husband-wife franchisees, and this seemed like it could be certainly one of them. But what were some of your franchisees doing before they became franchisees to ScreenMobile?
Wow. Right now we are doing a survey of our franchisees, and it's about a 75-question survey, and it's pre-ScreenMobile, because we want to find out who these people are,
who they are,
on a very granular stage, so we know what that looks like as we move forward. Because they're successful now, so I want to find more of those people, and what do they look like?
Exactly.
So we've had attorneys. We've had airline pilots. We've had nurses. We've had account executives, software engineers. We've had college students. We've had pre-college students. We've had teachers. You know, there's a whole mirror of successful people that it just fits. You know, and it's the different stages of their life that they're in. You know, you have some young guys that are going to school, and they just know they shouldn't be there. And so those are some really neat guys that we're seeing right now. You know, the dads and grads, and that just they got it. They have the opportunity, and they really make it flourish. And then you have other guys that have been 20, 30 years in the business, and they're frustrated, and they want to do something on their own, and they're tired of working for the man, and they're tired of traveling and being gone and have no control of their destiny, and they don't want to continue living life that way. And so,
I was watching one of the videos, Scott, and he said one of your franchisees was talking about, you know, what he loves about being a ScreamMobile franchisee, and he was saying, you know, he just loves working outdoors, you know. And I said, wow, that makes so much sense. You know what I mean? It's true. You do get to work outdoors. You know, where there's some people, you know, they want to get into a franchising, and they hate working indoors. You know what I mean? And they get stuck with the wrong type of franchise, you know. And I said, wow, that's, you know, really, you know, an interesting point of your franchise.
Well, you know what's really cool about that, Marty, is the guys that go out and they, you know, because there's, in our business model, you have an office technician, somebody's receiving the calls, dispatching the service techs. Then you have service technicians, guys that are going out, measure manufacturing, installing the screens. And you have a sales team that are going out looking at the, usually the bigger jobs, something a little more complicated. And a lot of our franchisees love the service tech job. They love that part because they're going out and they're just having a great time all day, and people are paying them, and they're happy when they leave, so they don't have a lot of disgruntled customers, and they just feel good about themselves. You know, part of what we all, I think, have in ourselves is the sense of accomplishment. And sometimes, you know, a lot of these guys that we're running into, they work with so many intangibles, and there's no real finished product at the end of the day. It's just a continual grind of the same piece, but just trying to make it a little bit better. But in our world, you know, you show up, you make 5-10 window screens at a house, customers love it, they pay you, it looks wonderful, you take before and after pictures, they think you're a hero, you're heroic. It's easy, it's simple, they did a great job, charged a fair price, oh, I love that, and it just goes on and on and on. Yeah.
So it's a feel-good business, too, at the same time. You know what I mean? To be able to do something like that. And I think that's fantastic. The majority of our listeners, Scott, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, after doing the show all these years, you know, we know that, you know, most of them, they want to get into a franchise. But we find that most of them just, they don't even know where to begin because there's so much out there. There's so much information. From your experience, because you've been doing this such a long time now, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
You know, the first thing I would do is figure out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out who you are and what makes you tick.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a computer guy and you don't like people, okay, you got to know that.
Sure.
So if you're going to get into a restaurant industry, you're dealing with people, okay, that's not your wheelhouse. So know your skill sets, know them really well, and know what type of business you want. And so, you know, there's all kinds of different types, but know, okay, now that I know this, the type, if it's service, if it's restaurant, if it's consulting, you know, figure out who you are and match your skill sets would be the very first thing that I would say.
Right.
That's the first thing, is know who you are. The second thing is if you ever have, if you're investigating a franchise system, and if they're selling you something, run.
Mm. That's a, yeah, yeah. It's really great advice. You know, and it seems almost more difficult today to buy a franchise, Scott, than it was maybe 10, 15 years ago, because there is just there's so much more out there today. There's so much more information, you know, and so we find that, you know, a lot of our listeners are, you know, frustrated. But I think that's great advice, is almost to, like, start, like, within, you know. It's always interesting how many times I've been in a Dunkin' Donuts or a Subway, and, you know, you're in line and somebody will say, wow, I'd like to own one of these. But they really don't know anything about the back end of the business, you know.
Yep,
You know, they don't like working with people, like you said, or that's not their strong point. Or, you know, so taking a strong assessment of what you're good at, what you're not good at, what you like, what you don't like. I think that's very important. And I could hear the passion in your voice in talking about ScreamMobile, that you really enjoy this business, don't you?
You know, it's pretty neat. It really is.
Yeah.
It's a you know, part of what we've done is when we started ScreamMobile, we made a decision, do we want to just open up company-owned stores and just go around the country opening up company-owned stores with store managers, or do we want to take this and give people an opportunity to change their lives?
Right.
And
that's probably the joy for you too, I guess, isn't it? Is seeing that, you know, because you were a franchisee. It's always the big decision, I guess, for a company, right? Is to say, like you said, you know, do we franchise this concept or do we just do it on our own? Very big decision, but I think because you had that experience, you know, you also have this ability to change people's lives at the same time, don't you?
Oh yeah, and it's so neat, Marty. When you you get that person that has the right skill sets, they make that decision for their family, and you got these young kids that are watching mom and dad build this business, and then they're into the business. And you know, we have one guy that he started taking his daughter around when she was 8 years old, and they'd spent all summer together.
Wow.
And now she's 26 years old, has a couple kids, and I was talking to him the other day, and he says, you know, those were great times. I miss those times that I could spend all summer with my daughter.
That's a great story. We always say, like, franchising as a means to an end. You know what I mean? It's you know, you go into a business for a lot of different reasons. You know, we had someone on the show a couple of weeks ago. She said she wanted to go into her own business because she wanted to be able to pick her son up at school. That was, like, really important to her. You know what I mean? So it provides all these other opportunities, in addition to making money and things like that and being your own boss. There's some other great variables that you don't take into consideration sometimes, and that's a great story. I'm going to have to reference that one.
Yeah, it is, it is, and I've got multiples of those of changing lives, and you know, so that's part of what the DNA of our family is, and that's what we try and allude to people is, listen, I'm not interested really in taking your money and getting you into business.
Right.
What I'm interested in is changing your life and changing the lives of your kids and of the future destiny of your family. And that's our joy. That's our joy, is just having some happy families that has made a difference in their life, and they're enjoying the opportunity. And yeah, they're making some money at it, but they're also having the lifestyle that goes along with it. And
that's
whatever.
I mean,
lifestyle.
This all started in a garage, didn't it, Scott? I mean, this whole concept, it
you know,
reminded me a bit of like Apple or Microsoft, you know, how the concept started in the garage, and here you are today. It's really a fascinating and inspirational story. I'm very impressed.
You know, the crazy part about that is I presented last year at our convention about, and I had a picture of the garage that we started out of.
Wow,
and,
that's historic.
And it was really neat because one of the things that we did is we had when we started, we had a screen table in our garage, and we had a scrap trailer that we used to go to the dump with.
Right.
And so we had a job down in about 45 minutes away. So we took our trailer and we put the table inside of that and did it all at the same time. That's how it started.
Wow. That's amazing.
And
it is interesting how all these concepts come about, you know. And that is the reason we started the show too, Scott. You know, we found that, you know, every business, you know, like Screamobile, has this fascinating story, you know. I mean, and yours is certainly, you know, one of those great stories that have been on our show in 9 years. I think it's very interesting.
30 years later, Marty, that trailer is out in front of our corporate office.
Is it really?
It's up on some concrete. It's out on
That's
concrete
impressive.
Blocks, and people show up that don't know the history, and they're like, "What's that trailer doing out there?" I'm glad you asked.
That's fantastic. So, where do you see the company? You know, like, you know, 3 to 5 years down the road. I mean, you've been around such a long time now, Scott. You know, so I mean, and it's very impressive. But if you can look into a crystal ball and say, "Okay, you know, 3 to 5 years, we'd like to be in this place." Where do you see the company?
You know, 3 to 5 years, I think we're going to definitely give opportunities to a lot more families.
Okay.
And so I would say that, you know, I would conservatively say 50 to 100 locations, 3 to 5 years, new people we're looking for. You know, as the business, you know, our family is no different than the families that we're touching. Our family has grown, and, you know, both of my sons I have as franchisees. They have both bought franchises, and they're operating, and they've learned, just like every other franchisee, what it's like to pay their bills, pay royalty, pay the brand building fund, you know. And they have, in turn, have sold their businesses, and they've come back, and now they're working at the corporate office running the operations here. And so the succession of Screamoville. You know, that's one of the future things in the next 3 to 5 years is you know, passing that the business on to another generation and making sure you do
Great.
That correctly. So not only the growth, which I can see is coming, and it's really neat to see it happening, changing the lives, but also the succession from the founders to the next generation. And so, you know, what we tell people, we also live, and it's kind of rare because we're walking through the same thing that we're talking about, the opportunities
right.
and the change of lives, and we're living that right now.
That's fantastic. It's interesting because your dad actually started in the business too, didn't he? So, I mean, your sons would be the almost like the third generation, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's my dad, my brother, and myself.
Wow.
We all started together in
That's
the business.
Fantastic.
And, you know, he's a great man. He's the patriarch of the family.
Yeah.
My partner, Monty, is just a wonderful man, and we get along really well. You know, that's one of the challenges when you do family businesses is,
sure.
you know, there's always somebody that's got an ego. I can tell you these are just two wonderful men to have as partners in the business. And, you know, over the 30-plus years we've been doing this, we've never had a fight. You know, we'll have
that's
disagreements.
Fantastic.
And we'll,
sure.
But it's just how we're – type of people we are.
That's great.
So, neat. So the growth of the company is out
yeah.
there. Canada we're looking at, Australia
wow.
we're looking at, 350 locations in the U.S. I think would fill it up, plus Canada.
Wow.
And so it's pretty neat.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Scott? Should they go to the website? Is that the best place to get information?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best way. You know, you can go to screenwellville.com.
Okay.
Which gives you it's a lead generating tool for the franchisee. So I always like somebody that's interested in Screenoville. Hey, go look at what our franchisees are all about. Go see
right,
the products
right.
and what we're about. And at the bottom of that, you can always click onto franchise opportunities, and it will take you to, you know, our information site that helps you get into the process. And then, you know, part of what we want to do is get the right people. So we'll put them into an education process. It takes 4 to 8 weeks, months, depending on how long it takes them, so they really understand Screenoville.
Right, right.
And that's the best way. Fill out the contact
Fantastic.
Form and let us help you and see if it's a good fit.
That's great. I want to thank you again for coming on the show, Scott. I love this franchise opportunity, and I'd like to invite you back, you know, next year as you continue to grow. I think this is great. I've been following Screenoville, like I said, a long time. I've been very familiar with your company, so I'm finally glad I had the opportunity to speak to you today.
Well, thank you, Marty, and thank you for inviting me on your show. And, yeah, let's get together in a few months from now, and let's talk again.
That sounds great. It was great to talk to you, Scott. We'll be right back with more Franchised Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Franchise Interviews has been hosting Franchise Interviews for almost 6 years now and almost 300 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear from Art Collet, who is the president of Alpha Graphics, and Art has a wonderful quote. He says that franchising is one of the greatest inventions for small business, and he kind of expands why, so here we go.
Fantastic program. I mean, when I saw it, I thought this was very exciting for you guys, you know, and it's going to be interesting to watch. I mean, it sounds like your franchise partners are certainly going to appreciate something like this, and I guess that's the benefit of getting into franchising as well, isn't it, Art? You know, is to, you know, have a program like this, you know, a very strong program that the franchisees can really benefit from.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Marty, you know, you said something earlier, you know, I was saying earlier about, you know, that nearly 10 years of restaurant ownership.
Mm-hmm.
There were months, Marty, and we were not a franchise. There were months, Marty, where I begged for somebody to send a royalty check to, because I thought, man, if somebody could bring me some turnkey marketing programs, if somebody could bring me some training solutions that were already ready to go for the employees and how to hire them and who's the right person, how to recruit them, if somebody could bring me a process for creating more traffic at my restaurant or operational workflow and checklist, Marty, I believe, you know, and I've had people, you know, great people like, you know, Bud Hadfield, and I can, you know, go down the list of just the names of people that have, you know, are in my cell phone that I can call anytime. I mean, John Luther over at Duncan Brands and Jim Amos, who, you know, led mailboxes, et cetera, and you know all these names. I think I'm honored being on your show today, just knowing those guys.
Thank you.
People like that are people that you've interviewed. But,
yes.
You know, franchising, I believe, is the greatest invention for small business ownership.
Yeah.
Because franchising doesn't change the fact that you're still a small business owner.
Exactly.
All franchising should do, I mean, my job as president of Alpha Graphics is to take people who have decided they want to be a small business owner and they want to do it in this arena of providing visual communication solutions, whether that's a document solutions or marketing solutions, but my job as president of Alpha Graphics is just simply to take the hurdles that may be 6 feet high if you're out there on your own trying to do it yourself, and let's take them down to 6 inches. The hurdles are still there. You're still going to have employee issues. You're still going to have operational issues. You still need to have somebody. You're still going to deal with your financials and your business. And I think sometimes prospective franchisees forget that.
Yes.
They forget that they're still they may possibly think the franchisor is going to take those problems away. And there are some that we do remove off the table, but for the most part, they're all still there. We just have systems and approach and coaching and support to help you manage that. And now it's a little speed bump in the road in the road instead of a, you know, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising by Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.